Good Sunday morning. Welcome to Catholic Forum, a production of the Office of Communications of the Diocese of Wilmington. I'm Bob Krebs, and this morning, following the proclamation of today's gospel, we'll talk to Diana von Glahn, a Philadelphia-area television personality who is the host and co-creator of a new Catholic travel series, The Faithful Traveler. There are so many Catholic places right here in our own backyard that are fun and inspirational to visit, and The Faithful Traveler television show will take us there. Join us as we talk to Diana von Glahn this morning on Catholic Forum. I hope you find today's program informative and inspirational. You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Diana von Glahn is the host of The Faithful Traveler, a new travel television show that has a Catholic focus. Diana is on the telephone with us this morning. Good morning, Diana, and welcome to Catholic Forum.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
No problem.
Tell us about this this video series, The Faithful Traveler.
Well, like you said, it is a travel show that is first being released in DVD, and we're currently in the process of pitching it to different television stations, including the Travel Channel, Discovery Channel, EWTN, and a variety of other television stations. But what we do is we explore shrines and places of pilgrimage around the United States, Catholic shrines and places of pilgrimage, and really just uncover the many amazing things that they have, including the art, the architecture, the history, the theology, and everything behind it that makes them interesting and wonderful places to visit.
Hmm. Well, how did the idea of this program come about? And tell us about your background. Do you have a television background?
No, I don't actually. I grew up in San Diego, in California. My parents are both Mexican, and so we grew up with a very strong Catholic background. Mm-hmm. Wherever we went, my mom would tell us stories of the saints, and so it was always something that was part of my life. As I started to travel within California, and then I started to travel throughout the United States and abroad with my studies, I always gravitated towards the church because, whether I was in a foreign state or a foreign country, the Catholic Church was always someplace that I felt like it was home. Mm-hmm. And, no matter what language they were speaking, I knew what they were saying, and, I always knew what was going on. So it was always a very comfortable place to be. So visiting shrines and places of pilgrimage and different churches has always been something I've done. Once I met my husband, we met in New York City, and we moved to Philadelphia, where we were married. Once we met, we started planning our honeymoon, and we were going to Paris and to the Loire Valley, and I really wanted to incorporate some of the faithful tourism in my, in our trip. Mm-hmm. Certainly, we were going to visit the Eiffel Tower and things like that, but we wanted to visit places that, that were special to Catholics, including places like Sacré-Cœur, which is an amazing basilica in Paris, and we also discovered the Rue de Bach Shrine, which is actually where the apparition to St. Catherine Laboure occurred, which mm-hmm. resulted in the creation of the Miraculous Medal. So as I was doing research for our trip, I found that there wasn't really a lot out there, both online. There were little bits and pieces everywhere, but there wasn't really one kind of, website that had it all or anything like that. And we were also very, we watched a lot of the Travel Channel at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was all very secular, which was great. But, we thought there was so much more. So, I once heard Peter Kreeft say that he writes the books that he wants to read but can't find. And I think that's basically what we did. We are creating a show that we want to watch but didn't exist.
Well, that's terrific. And, you mentioned how you, whenever you travel, you visit churches. And my wife and I went to Europe in December, And it was a strictly secular trip, but it seems like every town or village we went into in Germany or Austria or Switzerland or France, the tour guide said, start at the cathedral or start with the church. So even on a secular tour of, you know, the churches are such important artistic and, and places, where people will find interesting information and interesting architecture.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And certainly in Europe, there is just an abundance of amazing churches that, you know, we Americans have no idea that it even exists. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing about having created this show based in the United States is that we're discovering that there are a lot of places here that people who live in the cities don't even know about. Yeah. So, you know, it's like I think a lot of people tend to think, when they think of religious travel, they always think of Europe. You know, when they think of shrines, they think of Lourdes and Fatima and places like that. And what we're trying to do is tell people, you know, you don't need to go to Lourdes or you don't need to go to Europe. Not that, you know, it's a bad thing, but, you know, travel is expensive.
Sure, yeah.
And especially today, you know, with the gas and the airlines, I mean, forget it, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is to tell people, look, we are Catholics at all times in our lives, not just on Sunday. We are Catholics in our work. We are Catholics in our play. We are Catholics in our vacation. And when we happen to be in a city or we happen to live in a city and we are, you know, touring all of these amazing sites, don't forget that there are some really amazing places that have a Catholic focus that will be both awe-inspiring and inspirational and peaceful and many wonderful things that I think people tend to turn towards secular things for, but that they can easily find in one of these locations that we're visiting.
That's terrific. So we get one of your DVDs of The Faithful Traveler, and we pop it in our DVD player. What will we see? How's the program structured?
Well, it's structured like a regular travel show, like anything that you would see on the Travel Channel. It is, what we try to do is provide people with both practical and informational, kind of educational information. Mm-hmm. We tell you, you know, where it is and what the situation is like there and, you know, parking and that kind of thing. And,
yeah.
And then we tell you a little bit about the place. Going any place is so much more fulfilling when you know what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for instance, if you just happened to go to, the Eiffel Tower and you knew absolutely nothing about it, it would definitely be a really cool, you know, structure. But if you know a little of the history, it makes it a much more fulfilling experience. And that's what we're trying to do with these places. So with our first DVD that has just been released recently is focusing on the Miraculous Metal Shrine here in Philadelphia. And what we do is we talk a little bit about the creation of the shrine.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the background of the creation of the shrine because, obviously the priest who created the shrine, Father Skelly, had a great love for the Miraculous Metal. And so then you say, well, what's the Miraculous Metal?
Right.
So, you know, you have to tell, we tell the story of the apparitions that Mary made to St. Catherine Laboure in Paris and how those apparitions ended up affecting millions and millions of people. And this one person who happened to be in Philadelphia and created the shrine and now touches the lives of even more people.
Mm. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my special guest this morning is Diana von Glahn, who is the host of a new series of television shows called The Faithful Traveler. Diana, you also use music in the programs, is that correct?
Yes, we do. We do.
Do you showcase Catholic artists?
That's right. It's kind of funny. I got my inspiration for doing that through a very, very secular program. I'm sure many of your listeners will remember, what was it called? Beverly Hills 90210. I think I was in high school when that came out. I don't remember. But one of the big things that Beverly Hills 90210 did and that most television series have done since then is they featured new music
mm-hmm.
as part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, whenever we would watch it, it would be like, oh, what's that new song that just came out on Beverly Hills 90210? And it would be a great opportunity for these people to showcase a completely different medium through the medium of television. So when I started creating the show, you know, we were working with certain types of music that was definitely, you know, sacred music, a lot of orchestral pieces, which is absolutely beautiful. But I really didn't want to make the show slow and plodding. You know, right. I didn't want it to be boring, basically. I want it to be lively and fun, because one of the things that we're trying to do with the show is to show people that, you know, being Catholic does not mean being a dour and you know, mellow person all the time. I mean, being Catholic is amazing and full of life and wonderful and exciting, and we want to show that through the show. And so I knew that using exciting music to do that would help us. So what I did was I got on MySpace, and I met this amazing array of young Catholic musicians, and I got in contact with them, and many of them have allowed us to use their music. And so what we're doing is we're trying to, you know, we're using their music to improve the show, and we're trying to provide them with an additional way of reaching people through their music, through our show. So, you know, we're working with people like Sarah Bauer, who provided us with not only our amazing theme song, which I cannot stop listening to. It's so cool. And a bunch of other songs that we're going to be using throughout the series. We're working with John Grassadonia, who's just amazing, Rise and Popple and Christine Whitman, and just a lot of really great musicians who, you know, have a very young and enthusiastic sound, but also, you know, still have the message that, you know, God is good and we are, you know, grateful. And, you know, it really fits very well with the show.
Well, that's terrific. That's a great way to showcase young Catholic musicians and also give your program a nice upbeat sound. Now, you mentioned that your first show is about the Miraculous Metal Shrine in Philadelphia. What are some of the other locations that you'll be visiting while filming the series?
Well, we've already got two other shows in the can, as they say. We have been to the St. Rita Shrine, which is in South Philadelphia, and we've been to the National Shrine of St. Catherine Drexel, which is in Bensalem, a suburb of Philadelphia. And obviously, we're starting in Philadelphia because we live in the area, so we're just kind of branching outwards. Mm-hmm. But there are amazing, I mean, there are like five shrines here in the Philadelphia area. We're going to be visiting the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is in Doylestown, another suburb of Philadelphia. We're going to be visiting the National Shrine of St. John Newman, which is in downtown Philadelphia. And then we're going to be branching out, going to New York City, New Jersey, Ohio, and really just, you know, as many places as we can in the vicinity, and just kind of work our way around the country.
It seems like there's no shortage of places to visit.
No, I think I'll be 85 when the show ends.
Now, Diana, you mentioned that you're of Mexican heritage. Is this program available in Spanish as well?
Yes, we are actually, we did shoot the show both in English and Spanish.
That's great.
So instead of shooting it in English and providing Spanish, like a dub over in Spanish,
right.
I thought that, you know, there's enough of a Spanish-speaking audience out there that deserves their own version.
Absolutely.
And certainly my grandmothers are part of that audience, you know, so... it was really hard, but we pulled it off through God's assistance. But we shot all of the shows except for one so far with both English and Spanish, and so the Miraculous Metal Shrine version in Spanish will be coming out hopefully in September, and then after that we're going to try and release both the English and the Spanish DVDs simultaneously.
Great. Now we know that in the near future we'll be seeing The Faithful Traveler on EWTN or the Travel Channel or the Discovery Channel. But in the meantime, if we would like to get a copy of the DVD, how can we do that, or how can we get more information?
Well, it's actually very easy. You can the first place to go is our website, which is www.thefaithfultraveler.com, one word, where you can purchase the DVD right now. You can also purchase it on Amazon.com, or you could visit the shrine and purchase it at the gift shop there. Mm-hmm. We are soon going to be contacting Catholic bookstores across the country to sell it to them, so hopefully people will be able to find it in their Catholic bookstores. And then once we cross that hurdle, then we're going to start hitting the secular bookstores and seeing if they'll be willing to sell the show.
Give us that website one more time, Diana.
It's www.thefaithfultraveler.com.
Diana von Glahn, the host of The Faithful Traveler, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum, and maybe you can check back with us in the future when you have some more of your programs in the can, as you say.
Absolutely, it'd be great, and it'd be great if your listeners would keep us in their prayers as we pitch our show to the television station.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that concludes Catholic Forum for this week. To comment on today's program, write Catholic Forum in care of the Office of Communications, Catholic Diocese of Wilmington, P.O. Box 2030, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. That address again is Catholic Forum in care of the Office of Communications, Catholic Diocese of Wilmington, P.O. Box 2030, Wilmington, Delaware 19899. Or you can send us an email. The email address is catholicforum@cdow.org. That's catholicforum, all one word, @cdow.org. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed week, and please join us again next Sunday for another edition of Catholic Forum.